A devotee is always happy. Vaishnava is always happy. We should understand this principle for eternity. A devotee has no problem. Sometimes Vaishnavas talk like this that they have a problem. But if we understand this according to principles point of view, this principle for eternity is a Vaishnava has no problem. A devotee is always happy. If we are having any problem, that means I am not behaving as a devotee. Simple. Because a devotee has no problem. If I am having any sort of problem, then I better become a devotee. Why? Because a devotee has no problem. If there is any problem, then ask yourself from your inner self, who is having a problem? Ask yourself, me the soul, can I ever have any problem? Can I ever have any problem? Past, present, future. Can a soul have any problem? When there is no possibility then that soul can ever have a problem, then why do we frequently say, I have a problem? Who is having a problem? Me, a husband, me, a wife. You say, I have a problem. No. Ask yourself, who is having the problem? If we come to this point that I have a problem, who actually is this I? Ask yourself, then the problem will disappear in a second. What problem can a soul have? Tell me. It cannot be burnt, cannot be cut. Can there be any problem then? It's all here in the mind. It's all here. In today's world, many devotees have iPhone, iPad, iPod. But who is I? Some have all these three things, but don't know who I is. Who is this I? We must firmly believe that I am spiritual and my diet is spiritual. And even if I have so-called created problem in my mind, solution to that problem is also spiritual. All material problems have only spiritual solution. It feels so bad when sometimes devotees talk like this, that I have a problem. I really wonder, what is the problem? What happened? What has really happened? What can be the problem? Money? Or no one acts according to me? He should behave the way I want. These are the so-called basic problems. Money, most of the time I see devotees, they say that they have money problem. If we see carefully, then we find that money is no problem. Devotees have so much of money. Let's say your property is of 15 crores. If you put that property on lease, the interest you will get is maybe 20-25 lakh rupees a month. You can't even spend the interest part of your money. So what to talk of having any money problem? Sometimes we have a small house. Let's say we have a house of 1 or 2 crores. Even that will fetch you an interest of 1 or 2 lakhs a month. Can you ever spend that amount as a devotee? Even the interest part of it. So money-wise also, those who crave that they have problem, actually they don't really have a problem. They are an illusion. Maya means to make us feel that there is a problem. It shows us that which is not. It hides the truth. Money problem. I mean, you have tons of bank balance and still you think you have money problem. So this is illusion. Sometimes a little problem, little so-called problem gets settled in our inner space and occupies our entire inner space. Isn't it a small problem occupies our inner space? Sometimes we think my husband doesn't act according to me. Kid doesn't act according to me. I have such a big problem. I wonder how. There are certain things which cannot be explained in words. For me, The word problem is itself a wonder. What is called problem? Actually, there is no problem. Problem is, you think there is a problem and that is a problem, but actually there is no problem. You just think on this. At present, you all are here with me. Are you having any problem? Is anyone having any problem? But how can one have problem as soon as you go out of the door? You're not having any problem right now. Then how come it was there yesterday or will have tomorrow? Actually, I have no problem. I think there is a problem and that is a problem. It is just sheer irrational attachment to matter. A soul is Niranjan. Niranjan means totally detached from matter. Me, the soul, is naturally detached from everything. So I can never have any problem. Problem is just because I think there is a problem. That's all. That's all. But if, what, if, but, money is no problem. Understood? Till you're alive, how can you be alive? Unless until you have shelter and food. So till you're alive, you will get food, you will get shelter. So there is no problem. So money is no problem. What can be the worst scenario? That everything gets sold off, you become bankrupt, there's nothing left to eat, even bread, and you die of starvation. Can there be anything worse than this? And that too, why it happened? Due to one's own prarabdha. One's own time has expired. You have an expiry date when you come to this material world. Expiry date means your death time. So even if you die of starvation, it is not a problem. It will not happen, but even if it happens, it is not a problem. If we come to that situation, then we can think like this, but there is no need. I have come here in this material world to play a role. In material world, I may be role in the role of a husband, etc. I am maybe role of Tarun Agarwal, Sanjeev Agarwal, Sandeep. Huh? Is there any problem? If you see, playing the roles of a person, role of a person I have to play, but I have come here for a cause. We must never forget that. And you may think I am saying that, or I mean to say that your problems are not real. Forget yourself, forget the problems. Even you, what you think you are, that is not real. Forget the problem, you are not real. Your respect for the problem is real, that's all. Don't have respect for your problem. Why are you having so much respect for your problem, your so-called problem, which doesn't really truly exist? It is only due to ignorance we think there is a problem. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya. Gurudev removes all kinds of ignorance. All kinds of problems, which are all superficial, mental. If you go to the root, you will find that there is no problem. Don't try to solve problems superficially. Normally what happens, devotee come to me and they say, this is our problem. Then I think like this, that was not their problem. It was actually problem of a husband. It was problem of a mother. I think, where are you gone? Dear devotee, I wait for the day when a devotee comes up to me and asks just one question. Hey Gurudev, what can I do to attain prema? Whatever you will say, I will do. I just wait for those rare devotees. It's so disheartening. People just come, I have a problem. And that is just father's problem, mother's problem. That's all. How can you have a problem? How can I have a problem? Why do we have so much of respect for our so-called confusions of the mind, which we label as problem? We just label the confusions of our mind as a problem. The tag we give to the confusions of our mind is problem. I have become a confused mind. This is a problem. If someone says to you, you are an idiot, then a problem has arisen. We feel bad. Now, think rationally, take a deep breath, just evaluate. Is there any problem if someone calls you an idiot? If it is true, then it is true, then there is no problem. And if it is not true, it is not true, then also there is no problem. He does not know that. Simple. For example, if someone says that you are Prime Minister of India, so what do you will think? Oh, he does not know. It is as simple as that. Similarly, if someone calls you an idiot, if it is true, then accept it. And if it is not, then it means that he doesn't know. That's all. Husband, wife, businessman can never have solution to any of their problems. Because you're trying to find solution from the middle. You are not husband or a wife or a business. You are a spirit soul. If you want to solve anything, go to the root. First, we become the Brahma, the creator of problems. Then we try to maintain the confusion of our mind by becoming Vishnu, the maintainer of so-called problem. By discussing with everyone, you know I have problem, you see. They don't listen to me. We become Vishnu. We come across friends, devotees and discuss all these things only. Why don't you become Shiva, the destroyer of your confusion of your own mind? We all suffer because of our imaginations, fantasies. We feel sad that my wife should follow me, my kids should follow me, devotees should listen to me. Those who don't listen to the Lord, why they should listen to you? Those who don't listen to Guru, your children or your wife, why they should listen to you? Bhagavad Gita says, Ichha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata. Due to desires and repulsion from the Lord, they have come here to this material world. They have not come here to listen to you. They never listen to the Lord. That is why they have come here. You have also come here for this purpose, and your neighbors and your wife and all your relatives also. It is just like in a Tihad jail, ward number 107, there are four persons inside the ward, A, B, C and D. All are in the jail. And suppose B is saying to the other three that you all should listen to me. What is there so surprising? The first one wants that these three should listen to me, and they are all full of anger, greed. What do you think? They are going to listen to him? And let's say if D decides and other three should listen to me, then is it a rational expectation? Expectations are never rational. So, like this, everyone is there in our house. They are all residents of Tihar. This material world itself is a jail. They have come here as a result of repulsion from the Lord. This is only the reason why they are put in this material world. If someone doesn't listen to you and you say, I have a problem, this is the main problem. The problem is that the residents of Tihar don't listen to me. So all glory is to you. Why are you expecting such a stupid thing? You are have so much of fantasies. I request you with folded hands, all you saints, all you devotees, that please bless yourself. Don't create any problems, because actually there is no problem. Your false expectations are the only problem. They don't listen to me. They don't understand me. People in the jail have not come here to understand you. Why don't you understand this thing and remove the problem from the very root? This material world is not anyone's home. This is an office. Why do you come to office? To work. While working, what do you always think? About the home. About who is at home. So this world is an office. And what should we think all the time about? Radharani's lotus feet. Radharani's seva. And what is the payment in the office? We get salary. And payment in this material world is attainment of the Lord. The material world is an office, and the salary is attainment for love for Radharani's lotus feet. Even if after coming to the material world, we do not have love for Radharani's lotus feet, then it is Shram Evahi Kemalam. Only worthless labor. That's all. Do everything just as a duty here, and At the end of the day, you should get salary of love of God. Otherwise, it's all futile. In all this, Vaishnav Sadachar, Vaishnav etiquettes is very helpful. You will be very surprised how Vaishnav etiquettes come in between. Sadachar, that acharan, that behavior which can be followed sada, always, past, present, future, that is called Sadachar. Devotee is always happy. Devotee's behavior, Sadachar, which is followed always. What is Sadachar? The behavior which is there at Lord's abode, the devotees in this material world, the practicing devotees, the true devotees, they follow the same here. What is that? How all our problems are solved by that? We try to understand this. Sanatana Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, since nothing can be successful without Sadachar, every action should be performed. Every action should be performed with Sadachar. So how will our problems be solved by that? Problem will be solved in this way, that at Lord's abode, how are devotees behaving? Doing their activities in Dham, in Golok, in Vaikuntha. They are always engaged in service of Guru and Gauranga. So this acharan is to be followed here. This is Sadachar. Sadachar is not a ritual. And if at Lord's abode, if our wife, kids are engaged in Lord's service, we will be very happy that they are engaged in Lord's service. So here also, if our relatives, family members are engaged in Krishna Seva, we should be happy. Not that, he is doing so much, my wife is doing so much. This is demoniac acharan. And Lord's abode, no one will ever think like this. Acha, you didn't tell me? So this is demoniac acharan. You tell me why you should be told about anything. Are you a police commissioner? And after telling you everything, the wife can do any seva. Are you Mr. Bhagwan? I would request, if at home husband asks, so then, oh prince husband, please come down from husband ego. Or if wife asks, then please think about it. Oh queen wife, please come down from your wife's ego. Because there is no one in Dham who will ask such a silly question. They are happy that others are engaged in Lord's devotion service. And if we are following this Sadachar, then we will never have any problem at home. Sanatana Goswami says, nothing can be successful without Sadachar. Devotees who are giving their 100% in each and activity, but are totally detached. There. So we should also give our 100%. We should not be lazy, but give 100% and be fully detached. Sangam tyaktva karoti yaha. Scriptures tell us, with complete detachment, perform each and every activity. Then only it is called divine. If you do any activity, even if seva, but with attachment to the result, it is not divine. And please never complain. This is Sadachar. Can you ever imagine complaints going on at Dham? That two devotees are discussing, there is so much problem. What is all this? And they are going to Gurudev. There are so many problems. No, these things never happen at Dham. They are just meditating on service. We should follow the same Sadachar here. Always meditate on what to serve, how to serve. Spontaneous readiness for intense action. This is Sadachar. And if we are doing complaints here and there, it clearly shows we are not following Sadachar. You please tell me, what actually is your problem? Kindly please acquaint me with your problem. I don't have any problem, and no devotee ever has any problem. Actually, problem don't really exist. It is all here in the mind. Don't have respect for your problem. Just don't have respect for that. Practically, if I tell you that in Nigeria, all the jungles are caught up in fire, will it affect anyone? There will be none who would even raise their eyebrow, because you don't have respect for that problem, isn't it? Similarly, don't have respect for your so-called problems. If in Nigeria or Kenya, everything catches fire, the heavy losses of family, etc. But will it affect you? No, because you don't have respect for that problem. But here, even if our father's car gets little slight dent, we think, oh, it is such a big problem. You were in Mahavishnu's body after Mahapralaya. Huh? So, did you have any problem then? Why not? Because you never identified with anything, anyone. You were naturally detached. Similarly, you are naturally detached even now. What has happened after coming out from Mahavishnu's abdomen? I have a problem. This is all craziness. The best example is our Nanda Nandan Shyam Sundar. He has many sons, more than 1 lakh. And when his pastimes were about to be over, externally speaking, all his sons were fighting with each other. And what was Krishna's expression? He was smiling. His smile never lessened, never diminished even slightly. His smile cannot get liquid. It is always solid. Similarly, should be our smile. Krishna's entire kingdom got over. All his sons got killed. But his smile never got killed or got over. It was rather always increasing. So like father, like son. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. So Krishna is our father. We should always smile. Even if everything we possess gets destroyed. Whatever happens, let that happen. Doesn't really matter to me the soul. And doesn't really affect them also, our family members, because they are also soul. If you understand who you are and who the other person is, then actually there is no problem. Sometimes people say, I have a big problem. If you ask what happened, my daughter has not got married yet. So Mr. King, please listen to few words of knowledge. When your daughter was in the womb of her mother, at that time, it was known that when will your daughter get married and with whom she will get married. Why are you considering that as a problem? In which year your daughter will get married and with whom and how many kids this she will have? This is all pre-decided. Prarabdha. You don't know Prarabdha. That is a problem. I wanted to take something deep, but thought that till this thing is clear, you will not understand anything. Once I heard one devotee said to Saint that I feel that I may commit offenses while chanting, so I have stopped taking Harinam. Are Baba, why don't you stop committing offenses? I have a problem. What is this? Everyone is mad. Not a single person is sane. No sanity is prevailing. India lost match to Pakistan. I have a problem. What is there to be affected? Why are you mad about it? What else can come in Sadachar? Amanina manadena. Give respect to everyone. Stay with devotees always. Never stay alone. Who told you to stay alone? In which scriptures it is mentioned? Vaishnav Sadachar, it's not a ritual. It's not a dogma to be followed by devotees like putting up a tilak. This is not just etiquette, means everything which is being performed eternally. Sat achar, eternal acharan. No cribbing, never saying I have a problem, my heart is broken. This is not sadachar. Following Guru and Gauranga without ifs and buts. This is sadachar, not just putting on a tilak or a dhoti. These are also very important. Following Vaishnava etiquettes is our eternal nature. It is to be protected all the time. Sometimes, when devotees are asked to read Vilap Kusumanjali, Sudhanidhi, Gita, then they say, I am too lazy to meditate on pastimes. Why don't you become too lazy to meditate on your problems? Use your laziness for the right cause. Become super lazy. The laziest person on the planet to meditate on your own problems. Become lazy number one. All of us are in ignorance. And what is the ignorance? Whatever I think I am, actually I am not. Actually, you are just a calamity that has happened to you. What has happened to you? Oh, Martin has happened to you. You become Mr. Martin all of a sudden. Soul became Martin. Huh? I became Tanzania. Huh? And you, Lucia? you all of a sudden, from 25 years back, you became Lucia. So there is no uniqueness in soul. We are all same. Actually, you are just a chaos. That is what you create. What wherever you go, it is just a calamity which has happened to you. Soul becomes Mr. Something or Miss Something or Mrs. Something. Became a papa or mama and just totally got absorbed in that concept. Instead of soul, you have become a chaos. And what we create that outside. You are a naturally blissful soul. This is your true nature. You see any devotee, their face will speak. They are so blissful. They are situated in their nature. They don't need anything. And out of the 8 natural qualities of the soul is without grief. The 8 features of the soul, one of the 8 features, your soul is without grief. When I am without grief, how can there be any problem for me? Krishna keeps his smile despite his so many sons got killed. This is such a great lesson. And ours is, even if our daughter gets late coming back from school, we start crying. There is only one reason to be distressful. And what is that? The Lord, the devotees, they also get distressed for one reason. Para dukhe dukhi. Seeing the other living entities getting distressed, the saints, the Lord, they get distressed. So they preach. Preaching occurs out of compassion. We should have to be cleansed from all inner pollution we possess. Free yourself from all kinds of inner pollution. I am father, I am husband. This is all pollution for the soul. Just be totally detached. Never think you have any problem. You are free from any kind of grief. When we follow Sadachar, we have a straight connection with the Lord. Because Sadachar is Nitya Acharan, it is divine in nature. We just have to be connected to divinity. Divinity means happiness. We, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas chanting Hare Krishna, should have only one aspiration. Oh my Radha Rani, I have no one else except you. You are my everything. And I have no problem. My problem is I don't remember you. Bhakti is all about accepting reality. Radha Rani is everything for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And for Siddhi, only 3 things are required. First is practice, the second is practice, and the third is practice. What is the practice? To always remember that I am soul, I am servant of Radharani, I am servant of God, I am servant of Guru. The more we practice on this, all our designations of husband, female, wife, they will all melt. And practice happens internally. Even while passing stool, you can have this perfect meditation. Never try to solve any problem from the middle. Always go to the root. And if you go to the root, you will find that problem really doesn't exist. There is no problem. No problem. Hare Krishna.